So before I even start off, I got to do my traditional aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha kakaiaka. My name is Abel Arbistando, or O Abel Kealii Oke Kai Ka'u Inoa. That means in Hawaiian, hello, good morning. My name is Abel Kealii Oke Kai Arbistando. And I was born and raised on the island of Oahu. All the way up into 2010, I flew. A lot of people ask me, why did I come to Oregon? I came for college. I graduated from Corbin University in 2013, 14, you know, super senior. But graduated from there with a student in family ministries and then a minor in general psychology. And so there, I learned about basically youth pastoring and talking to people. That's what I got. That's my degree. Basically just hanging out and talking. And so I love it. I love it. Why? Because that's, if you know who I am, I'm the youth pastor here at Columbia River Foursquare Church. I forgot that Pastor Mike likes to, I don't know, if I miss something, guys, you can take it over. I'm not going to lie. Like, I let the youth kind of just trickle my thing around. And so, if you've never been to Hawaii, Oahu, that's the island that I live on. And right in the middle is Waihoa. That's where I grew up. I grew up there. You'll probably hear some of my pidgin coming out. You'll probably hear some of my mixed words coming out. But that's where I grew up. So I graduated again from Corbin University. Love that place. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. But I'm recognizing there's a lot of George Fox in the house. Just saying. And so this is my beautiful family from my mom's side, my parents in the middle, my dad and my mom. If you are watching, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Thank you for just being loving parents, continuing praying for us, and continuing loving all of our family, the whole ohana. And so my oldest, got to give honor to Gavin Arbistando and his beautiful wife. They just recently got a beautiful baby girl named Rain. Rain, love you. Thank you for coming into this world. And then all the way from my dad's side to the right, that's my sister and her beautiful family. She has four awesome children. They're amazing. They're growing up way too fast. This is an older picture, so they're all older now. And I'm like, dang, I'm getting old. And then my beautiful family all the way to the far left, as you see Rachel, Kaliana, and you can't see Koa. So there. Koa's in the picture right there. This is my beautiful family. In 2017, my wife and I got married, and Kaliana shortly popped up, and then Koa. These beautiful and awesome, amazing kids keep me on my toes and gets me my white hair. But God has been blessing our family so much. God has been protecting and guiding our family. And so if you saw my sermon series title for today, I'm just going to sweep by. This is the sermon series that I'm talking with my youth. Walk by Faith. And the title is Time to Pause. You know, sometimes we need to just pause. And so I'm going to teach you guys two words. Two words in Hawaiian. And it's these two words that we're going to learn. The first one is ho'omaha. Ho'omaha. Can you say it with me? One, two, three. Ho'omaha. That means to pause. The second word I want you guys to learn is ho'olohe. Ho'olohe. That means to listen. To pause and to listen. And so I'm hoping that you guys will ho'omaha with me and ho'olohe with me today as I read God's word. And so if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to James chapter 1, verse 19 through 27. And this is what I tell my students. If you don't have your Bibles, you can look at the big Bible. For all of you students that don't bring their Bibles to church. But you can turn with me to James chapter 1, verse 19, and you can read it with me. And it says this. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. This is God's word. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that you are a loving God. Papa, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would come into this place, that you will fill our hearts up, that you would pull every weed, every rock, every hard soil, that you would soften it up. So when the word of God is planted, that it will produce much fruit in the hearts of your people. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would heal our ears, that you would heal our eyes, that you would heal our mouth, that we will be able to hear what you are speaking, Holy Spirit, that we will be able to see what you are doing, God, that we will be able to speak the truth of what you are doing on this earth. And so, Papa, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will transform us, change us, move us into the direction that you are moving. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. So what I observed in culture and experienced in my life is this. It's all about me. All about me. Me this, me that, me. I learned that it's all focusing on me. It all leans on me. If I have the motivation, if I have the desire, if I have the hunger, if I have the ambition, if I have the guts to do what is necessary to become someone or something in life, I'm going to have to figure it out. I'm going to have to get my hands dirty. I'm going to have to get out there and get the best job or get the highest pay or get the things and just work as hard as possible so I can get to my goals, my purpose, my desires. At a young age, I was learning that in school, because why? I had to figure out how to get an A. I had to figure out how to get that high grade. When I got into sports, I had to learn how to be the best player that I'm supposed to be. I had to learn how to be the shooter, the point guard, the rebounder. I hear coaches saying, you need to learn how to become the best you. Sometimes we hear the Mamba mentality. Oh, Kobe Bryant, late Kobe Bryant said this. I can't read it from here, sorry, so I'll read it from you over here. The late Kobe Bryant says it this way. It's a consistent quest to try to be better today than you were yesterday. It means to be able to constantly try to be the best version of yourself. Doesn't that sound familiar, huh? Our culture saying, you, 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 you. All about you. To put my head down, to dig in, to persevere, to keep moving forward. For the goals I placed for myself, I must accomplish it. To fill my schedules, to keep my drive forward, and to keep living life. I recently started coaching 8th grade basketball team for Scappoose School District. Yeah, 8th grade, yeah, B team. Sorry, I'm the B team, not the A team, but that's all right. And we recently had a game, and in that game, I looked at my students, and I told them, we're going to run them. First thing, we get the ball. If they get the ball, press. What is a press? It's when we start to pressure the ball before they even get to the basket. We're going to pressure and try and steal that ball so we can get a layup or an easy basket. So I told them, we're going to press straight off the bat. We're going to push pressure. When we get the ball, go, 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 go. So they did. First half, they pressed. Second half, they pressed. They got the ball. They pushed it forward. They moved quick. They got baskets. We got to a significant lead before the second half. Significant, really big. We got a big lead. So I looked at the kids in the second half and I told them, all right, let's calm down. Let's slow the tempo down. Let's move it slow so we can eat the clock up. And they're like, yeah, yeah, let's do it. Scat boost, they get in. They're pushing. They're going. They're press breaking. They're going, 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 racking the score up. And I'm like, guys, calm down. We're ahead. Relax, dude. Just bring the ball slowly up. They're like, yes, coach. Yeah, we'll bring the ball up. They bring the ball up. They go for it. Bam, bam. They're passing it in. They're scoring. And I'm like, guys, this is the fourth quarter. Slow it down. Relax. Chill. We're not, it's not like one point, we're a 1 point lead. No, we can take a breather. They're like, yes, coach. Yeah. They get in. They're going again. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it hit me when I was trying to think of what the Lord is trying to speak to the church today. We are so prone to go, 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 that we forget how to pause and listen. Ho'omaha. Pause and ho'olohe. Listen. They got so tired towards the fourth quarter, and I mean the second half, that they started to make simple mistakes. They would pass the ball and the other team would take it. They would be so tired that when they get for that layup, they would miss the layup. They were so tired that when they get to that free throw line, they're setting up, they shoot, and the ball's not even touching the rim. And I look at them and I'm going, why are you pushing yourselves? Why are you pushing yourselves? It's not like I'm telling you we're behind or we're neck to neck. We're ahead. Why are you pushing yourselves? I learned something. We as human beings do the same. We focus so much on getting ahead, we forget about the people around us. We start with a group, but soon we look around and we notice no one is around us but opposition. We look around and we're like, whoa, 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 what happened? Where's my team? Dr. Timothy Keller says it this way. He says it this way. He says it this way in his book, Every Good Endeavor, Connecting the Work to God's Plan for the World. He says, it, idolatry, means turning a good thing into ultimate things. We as human beings do this consciously and unconsciously, turning good things into ultimate things. The first commandment says, you must not have any other gods but me. Exodus 20, verse 3. You must not have any other gods but me. But yet we do that. Over our time reveals what we worship. Our money reveals what we praise. Our lifestyle reveals what we believe. David Foster Wallace, he is not a Christian, but he says something very profound. He says this, there is no such thing as not worshiping. Everybody worships. The only choice we get is what to worship. And the compelling reason for maybe choosing some sort of God or spiritual type thing to worship is that pretty much anything else you worship will eat you alive. This non-believing Christian, or this non-believer, he's not a Christian, sorry, recognized something, that everyone worships something. Everyone chases after something. Romans 3:23 says this, "For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. We all failed the first commandment. We all ate of the fruit of good and evil. We all came to this place of saying, I will define what's right and wrong. I will figure out what to do. I will make the decisions. I will be Lord of my life." And that breaks the first commandment. And I learned that. And so James chapter 1, verse 19 through 20, this is our main verse. We read it fully, but I want to zoom in on this one section which says, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires." Why? Because I remember when I was a child, I recognized I was quick to get angry, slow to listen, and I was quick to speak. I would say my mind and I wouldn't even care who it hurt. And if you hurt me, then it would be down to the fists. Let's go, man, stand up. It was the setup. But right here is telling us as believers, if you consider yourself a believer, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. And so, because I'm a youth pastor, I do 1 point, because sometimes our students only can focus on 1 point. So here's my 1 point for today. Pause for God. Pause. Ho'omaha to the Almighty. When we learn to ho'omaha, when we learn to ho'olohe, we are recalibrating. We are recalibrating because of one action of pausing and listening to God can change the trajectory of someone's life. What do you mean by that? My dad, ho'omaha and ho'olohe to the Lord, and it changed the Orbistondo's family for generation. Because of his big yes to Jesus, his big yes to Jesus, and his millions of yeses, smaller yeses to Jesus, changed the trajectory of the Orbistondos. It affected my mom, and then it affected Abel and his family, or my family, sorry, I don't know why I put myself in that area, but my family, and then my sister and her family. And then last but not least, love you, my big brother, but Gavin, my oldest, and then his family. One big yes to Jesus, million small yeses to Jesus, affected the whole family yeses to Jesus. Do you not see it? When my dad paused, listened, recalibrated to the cross, something happened. It was because of my dad's decision to do that that affected us. Aiden, can you come up? Just for you guys to maybe get this better in action, or to be able to see it better. I have a visual aid for all you visual aid learners. So this is Aiden. Why don't you guys give him a clap? Yeah. So sometimes we are like this. We move through life. We get school books. We're like, oh man, that's so cool. This is going to get me happiness. If I can just get the best grades, woo! Smack, I'm going to be rich. Go to that good college. Yep, put in that drive. Sometimes forget what God is doing in our lives. But when we start to refocus, Aiden, take a step forward. Sometimes as we're moving forward, we get distracted again. Oh, man, it's all about work. I got to get that money because if I want to get that, you know, awesome girl, I got to have a house for her rating, right? Got to have something going on, some money in the bank account to live that life, to live that glorious life, to make myself look good. All about work, 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 work. But sometimes work can overpower us, can take over, and we forget the people around us. But when we start to recalibrate again, we realize that there's more to life than just work. Aiden, take a step. Sometimes in life, we're walking forward and we're going to Christ, and we're like, man, I just need to relax and play some games. Ah, that Switch. Hey, if you didn't know, Pokemon came out, a new game. It's pretty fun. Sometimes we just need to recalibrate. Not letting the entertainment of our life take over our lives. See how Aiden is just waiting. Sometimes we feel like, oh, God forgot about us. He didn't. Sometimes he's just wondering, are you actually listening? Are you listening to me? Aiden, take a step. So many things in this world tries to grab our attention. So many things that wants our attention. And recognize, these are not bad things. This is not bad things. But when it becomes ultimate things, we have a problem. Because it will consume you. It will eat you up. It will not fill you up. Just like when God fills you up. Just like how God will fill you up. Recalibrate, man. Take a step. I want you guys to recognize something now. From you younger to the oldest. When you focus in on God, when you focus in on God, Matthew 6:33 becomes a reality. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. It will line up. It will line up. It will line up. It will line up. It will fall into place. Things will fall into place, and you're going to be wondering, what happened? How amazing is my God when I focus on him? There is a testimony in my life that when the Holy Spirit, I couldn't pay for my loans. I couldn't pay for things. I was doing a youth pastor job in Salem, and I couldn't pay. But because I started to line up my life to God, I started to say, God, yeah, I'm not paying my tithes. I wasn't trusting you. Why? What is tithes? Tithes. What do you mean, Abel, tithes? Why do I have to give to the church? No, it's not about giving to the church. It's just like baptism. It's an inward decision showing in an outward expression. I trust the Lord will provide. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to tithe instead of give to try and pay for my loan. And I started to pay my tithes to the Lord. And guess what? God provided. From all the times until I started to, God blessed me, got me a raise, brought me a job that I was able to provide for that part. But in that time where I'm trusting the Lord, he brought money from the north, south, east, and west, and my loans were paid. People, it lines up. It lines up. You may be in a situation right now and you're like, Abel, I don't know. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's difficult. But who said Christianity is going to be easy? Who said it was going to be easy? By pausing and listening to God, we are walking by faith. By just pausing, ho'omaha, ho'oloe, we are walking by faith. You may feel lost and alone or even scared, but when you choose to ho'omaha, and ho'olohe to Jesus through your everyday life, he will speak. Through your Bible reading, he will speak. He will speak through your prayers. He will speak through your acts of service. He will speak through your acts of giving. He will speak through your acts of worship. He will speak through your acts of sharing. He will speak through your righteous living. He will speak through your act of love. He will speak through your act of grace. He will speak through your act of mercy, forgiveness. He will speak if you're ho'omaha and ho'oloe towards him. Thank you, Aiden. Why don't you guys give him a hand? Because if you do not learn to pause and listen to God, you will not learn how to pause and listen to others. If you can't pause and listen to God, you won't do it to others. Especially how divided our country is today. If we cannot ho'omaha and ho'olohi to our Lord, our God, our King of Kings, we're not going to do it to his creation. So again, pause. Pause for God. Pause and listen. Oh, look at that. I don't know where I'm at. Whatever. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says it this way. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. But the only way that we can do that is we ho'omaha. And then ho'olohe towards him. Well, I don't know where hope went. We'll get it in the second service. See you, Pastor Mike. Thank you for watching. By pausing and listening to God, we are walking by faith. Let me repeat that again. By pausing and listening to God, we are walking by faith. We can make a difference in our lives if we choose to ho'omaha and ho'olohe to God. But see this, it's not just going to affect you. It's going to affect your family. It's going to affect your coworker. It's going to affect your grandson or your granddaughter or your child. It's going to affect whoever is around you. Because why? The Holy Spirit is speaking to you and speaking through you. It is through the Holy Spirit that we are empowered to do the miraculous. It's because of him, not us, not because of good thinking, not because of speaking good things. No, it's because of the Holy Spirit who empowers us. We can make difference this Thanksgiving. I know some of you guys are anxious about Thanksgiving. I know some of you have family members that you're super excited to see this Thanksgiving. And there's some that you're super, super excited to see. But when we pause for God and listen to him, we'll be able to pause and listen to the people that don't agree with us, that don't believe in what we believe in, that don't live in the way we want them to live, I guess. But by listening to the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to hear what God is wanting them to hear. If we're listening, we can make a difference with the Holy Spirit. Maybe at this moment you're like, well, Abel, we have this love basket going on. I feel moved. Yes, listen, go help. Serve is good. Maybe you're a youth in this place and you're like, man, I don't know. We do have a youth ministry. We do want to know you. We do want to interact with you. And then this tonight is a great place. We'll have Ultimate Frisbee and you get to eat. I mean, that was my two big things at youth. But all seriousness, the Christian God transformed the Orbistando's life. All of us. And I'm super excited to see what God is going to do to the next Orbistandos. To Kayliana, to Keikoa, to Rain, to Jaden, Peyton, Joash, and Liliana, to Henrik, to Emmeline, to Maggie Jean. I hope I'm not missing any of them. I didn't think this part up. Hey, Dad, what's the other one? Do you remember, Anu? Am I missing any of them? Oh, no, sorry, Dad. But I want to say is this, that the Holy Spirit, because of one big yes and million little yeses, it transformed my whole family. And if it did it for me, my God is faithful to do it for your family as well. And it takes just one simple thing. Ho'omaha, ho'olohe. And just like what James talks about, don't just hear it, but go do it. Go do it. That is walking by faith. And so with all your eyes closed, heads bowed, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. If you never asked Jesus into your life before, and you're like, Abel, I'm interested in this. This God that listens, this God that moves, this God that interacts, that same God that changed your family life, that changed your world because of one yes, I want to meet Him. If you never asked Jesus into your life, or if you are like, man, I grew up in the church, I've been gone from the church, but I'm back. If you want to rededicate your life, I want to open up and invite you to raise your hand if you never asked Jesus into your life, and we would love to pray with you. With all heads bowed, eyes closed, we would love to pray with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So in our church family, if you guys can all stand up together with us, find a hand, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. If you can repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for dying on that cross, for taking away my sins, and going to that cross willingly. Papa, thank you. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it, know this, He's knocking on your heart. And when you said that prayer, it's a metaphor of opening up that door and you're saying, come on in. In Hawaii, that shows us a sign of family. When you can walk into somebody's house without knocking, that's a sign of ohana, connection. So when we pray that prayer, what we're doing is, God, come into my house. Be in my life. Be family. Aloha, God bless, and have a great week, and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Welcome.